It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands that make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll do a track from the Jersey Rock mixtape featuring Levy and the Oaks. Check in with Grizzly Adams, rock out to Roulette, and chat with Brian of the Parsnip Revolt. They're playing the Medford Oktoberfest and Music Festival on September 15th at Medford Freedom Park. It's a free event featuring live bands, cold beer, and good vibes. But first, on the phone is Bob Macon of Macon Waves. He's putting on a special free show, a celebration of the Jersey sound, at the Asbury Park Yacht Club on Friday, September 7th. Bob, thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Tom. I just love coming on your show.
Well, every time I turn around, you're doing another awesome show. This one, you have the Van Saters, the Crypt Keeper 5, Bobby Mahoney and the Seventh Son, and Chris Brown on the bill. That is a stacked lineup.
Another show with all headliners.
And you're calling it a celebration of the Jersey sound. Tell us what you mean by that.
Okay, so the Jersey sound, I have a friend named Jeff, who I've hung out with for a long time at the Court Tavern. And, we were watching Doc Rotten, and he turned to me and said, oh, they're so the Jersey sound. And I'm like, what's that? And he's like, oh, it's a cross between The Clash and Bruce Springsteen. So I just kind of ran with it. I'm like, oh, my God, that's brilliant. And but I have to give him a shout-out because he really came up with it, and then, you know, I have the outlet with which to express it. And so these bands on this bill, you know, they typify the Jersey sound.
Well, it's going to be one hell of a great-sounding evening, a free show at the Yacht Club. What time's the music start?
We're going to start early that night. Pete's letting us start at 8:30 because there's an atypical fourth act on the bill. So it's going to start a little early at 8:30, and that should go on through midnight.
Now, you're doing so many shows. You got the you just finished the Making Waves Summer Concert Series at the brewery this summer. You've got the Rock New Brunswick Fest coming up. How could somebody find out more about everything that Making Waves is doing with regards to all these awesome live shows?
At Facebook, you know, the Making Waves page is at Making Waves column, and then you just put /events, and you'll see all the shows that are coming up. I only have a couple more. I got two more shows to announce. There'll be the weekend before Thanksgiving, the second annual Making Waves Hunger Benefit, and then Light of Day asked me to curate a weekend at Asbury Park Yacht Club, January 11th and 12th. And the lineups for those are all set. I don't know if I'll be having any more shows after that, and I'm sad to say that I don't know if there'll be a Making Waves after February 28th. Due to a lack of revenue, I may be retiring it. But if I can, you know, meet my ad quotas for the next couple of months, I'll keep it going.
How could somebody contact you if they want to buy ad space on Making Waves?
MakingWaves64@yahoo.com.
Now, the band that we're going with off of this stacked bill, the Crypt Keeper 5, it's your favorite song by them. Tell us about Frankie.
Frankie is amazing. It's my favorite Crypt Keeper 5 song. They have so many great songs, but this one really hit me. This, to me, is possibly the quintessential Jersey sound song, in that it's almost like a prequel to Bruce Springsteen's Highway Patrolman, yet it has so much of the edge of The Clash. From what I understand from Johnny Ott, the leader of Crypt Keeper 5, it's an autobiographical story. He actually did this with his brother Frankie when they were little kids. They would box on the front lawn, and their dad would get a kick out of it, and that's what the song is about.
Bob Macon of Making Waves. Hit him up at MakingWaves64@yahoo.com, and don't miss the next Making Waves show, a celebration of the Jersey sound, Friday, September 7th, over at the Asbury Park Yacht Club on the Boardwalk in Asbury Park, a free show featuring the Van Saters, Chris Brown, Bobby Mahoney, the Seventh Son, and the band you're about to hear, the Crypt Keeper 5. Bob, thanks so much for calling into the show.
Thank you, Tom. I can't wait to see you again soon.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's do that track. Here's the Crypt Keeper 5 with Frankie on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
When we were bitty little, Daddy brought home some gloves. Johnny Frankie put these on, let's go out to the front yard. Come on, lace them up, let's shoot the face. and Fraggy, we threw hands for his love. He'd sit down on the steps and he'd light up a smoke. Pull the tab from the can, still in his work clothes. It was dusty in the summer, hot as a mother. I beat on my brother came back. Dad would laugh when we cried till he cried, then we'd laugh.
Frankie, baby, really but nice.
He wanted to learn how to dance
all damn night, man. Frankie,
don't lose fights.
Yeah, Frankie, don't you ever lose sight.
Lion.
Enough love for 1,000 colonial muscles. Frankie, very, really, but nice. He could kill him and kill anybody. He wouldn't lay down, he'd dance all damn night.
And Frankie, don't lose fights.
Yeah, Frankie, don't you ever. Frankie, very, really, but nice. He could kill like a mule.
Hey, this is Lou Panico from Levy and the Oaks, and you are listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
into my life. Out of the blue and into my life. You were out of the blue and into my life.
Levy and the Oaks with Out of the Blue on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Catch a free show with them on the Asbury Park Boardwalk in the grassy area right by MoGo on August 29th and at House of Independence on August 30th. More info at levyandtheoaks.com. The track you just heard is on the Earbuds Jersey Rock mixtape. It's a Rad to the Max 80s-inspired cassette compilation featuring 8 Jersey Rock bands, including the Van Seeders, Reality Suite, The Scullers, Frankenstein 3000, The Ones You Forgot, Experiment 34, Dark Sky Choir, and of course, Levy and the Oaks. You can purchase the tape now at intheclouds.io or enter to win your own copy in Club Rat at WRAT.com. The link is on the Jersey Rock page, but hurry, this contest is running for a limited time. On the phone is Skrizzly Adams. We're about to rock a brand new track by him, but he's been landing a bunch of new singles on Spotify. Skrizzly, how's it going?
Doing great, man. Tom, how are you?
Awesome, man. It's great to have you on the Jersey Rock Podcast.
Yeah, it's always good to be here. Thank you for everything.
So you've been cranking out music like crazy as of late. I think you've put out like 8 singles over the last 4 months on Spotify. How's that going?
It's going great, honestly. The whole thing has been a blessing. Streaming totally has changed everything. And I think for artists like me that really get a thrill out of the creative process, it's been a blessing. It's kind of a feed the beast mentality. I'm just giving piece by piece to the fans, and every single time the listenership gets bigger, and I'm super grateful for it. And I'm really excited about the music that is to come. I got about 5 more singles teed up before an album, and I think it's some of my best work. So keep listening, and I'll keep dishing it out.
For a long time, you were signed to Atlantic Records, and these days, you're enjoying your freedom. And I know a lot of music that was tied up is now available. That's going to be coming our way on Spotify as well, right?
Yes, sir. I am ecstatic about the whole thing. Fans have been seeing me play this music for about 4 years. I think the day ones know a lot of these songs. I think it's really exciting. I'm in the studio like these next couple weeks, wrapping up these records, kind of updating them, you know, bringing in a sonic place that makes sense in 2018. And I'm really excited about the way everything's turning out. The first one is the full version of Stains. I know a lot of my fans are familiar with my Stains interlude. It's a full song now, and I've been playing it at shows for years, and it's coming out next Friday. So check that out on Spotify, but it'll also be on Apple Music and Tidal and iTunes and everything like that. And it's going to kick off this run of Classic Skrizzly that's now available for all you guys to listen to. So I'm very excited.
Well, we're looking forward to the new album, but tonight we got a new track. Tell us about Resurrect Me.
Yeah, for sure. Resurrect Me, I think I wrote it in L.A. back in 2016 with a good friend of mine, Bryce Fox, who's an amazing artist. He's killing it. And we're good friends. And I had to start to it for a long time of this kind of strings, and the first verse was already written, and I brought it to him and his producer, John Levine. And we just kind of sculpted this dark anthemic kind of pleading for help, but pleading for verification, which is kind of a different concept for a record. But I think it comes through really clearly, and I'm really excited about it. It's been my best reacting record ever on Spotify. It's almost at 500,000 streams in 3 months. And it's a total blessing. It's my first track to ever be on a major Spotify playlist. And a lot of fans are coming to the shows to hear that song. So I'm just grateful for the whole thing. It's just another chapter to my story that I'm blessed to have.
Skrizzly Adams, keep an eye out for a new album in March. And check out all of his music now on Spotify. Skrizzly, thank you for calling in.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. Anytime, dude.
Hell yeah, man. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Skrizzly Adams with Resurrect Me on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Resurrect Me. Build me into something great and defend me. I'll sing songs with the down and lonely. Cause the boys in yet, they ain't like me. They don't kneel down and scream, resurrect me. Tell me your life gets so cold when you're lonely. No apology, yeah, that you owe me. Yeah, you can't leave me here so alone. I'm falling. send me out. Dead man walking, and you can't even tell what just happened. As I sink like a stone, can't take back yesterday. What I meant to say is, I'm just sorry, I'm worried, it's all a waste. Oh, I miss the taste, can't take that away. Now I'm broken and I'm bleeding. Lift me up, cause I'm falling. Lift me up, resurrect me. Feel my love, take me back to the start. Lift me up, resurrect me. Won't you help me now? Cause I don't know, I don't know.
Jess from Ouette, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Yeah.
Roulette with Too Young to Be Serious on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their Brain Dead EP. It's an older release, and it's literally one of the first CDs that I got after taking over Jersey Rock. That band has a new EP out now called Fire, and it totally rocks. Check it out at RouletteMusicNJ.com. On the phone is Brian Finn of the Parsnip Revolt. You can catch them at the Medford Oktoberfest and Music Festival on Saturday, September 15th at Freedom Park in Medford. It's a free event featuring bands, cold beer, and cool vibes. Brian, thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, Tom. Thanks so much for having me on.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on. Now, I know you guys are undergoing a bit of a change. You're working on a brand new album. How's that going?
It's going great, actually. We're working with the same producer we did with our first record, except now we're now a five-man band instead of a four-man band, and our original guitar player is gone, and we have two new guitar players, so our sound has significantly changed, as seen on our new single.
I'm looking forward to hearing the new stuff, and I know you guys bill yourselves as being out of Philly, but you got a couple of guys in the band that are from Jersey, right?
Yeah, our singer and our guitar player, Mike, both live in New Jersey.
And you guys rock the area, of course. You'll be over at the Medford Oktoberfest and Music Festival on September 15th. That's going to be a cool time. What can people expect from the Parsnip Revolt?
Well, we've been doing a set of all our original stuff. We have four new songs we're playing. We've been doing a couple of songs from our old record. And we just do a tight, high-energy set, one song after the other. We usually throw in one cover. And we're just a straight-up rock and roll band, and we put on a good show and a good time for everybody.
How could someone get a hold of your music?
We're on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, and YouTube, and our website is theparsniprevolt.net.
And I assume theparsniprevolt.net probably has links to all your social media if somebody wants to keep track of what you guys are up to?
Yeah, theparsniprevolt.net has everything you need to find out everywhere we are on social media, and it has all of our music there that you can listen to, including some unreleased stuff.
And now we're about to premiere your newest single off of your upcoming album. Tell us about You and Me.
You and Me is pretty much, I've been billed as a classic love song by most people that have heard it. It kind of has some classic rock vibes to it and some new rock vibes to it. And, you know, there's Wurlitzer thrown in there and guitars. I guess you could say that it's a love song for the ages and it relates to everybody.
Brian Finn of the Parsnip Revolt. See them at the Medford Oktoberfest and Music Festival on Saturday, September 15th at Freedom Park in Medford. Brian, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks so much for having me, Tom.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's do that track. Here's the Parsnip Revolt with You and Me on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
I don't want to wake up and know you're sad. And thinking about a life you might have had without me. Some will say that love will drive us mad. We're divided at the start. Well, then we fill it in with you and me. I know I won't always treat you right. And I know it won't always feel so good. Smile with a kiss and sometime the bedrock of you. Me, I don't know what I'd be without. to live the life of you and me.
The Parsnip Revolt with you and me on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Learn more about them at theparsniprevolt.net and catch them at the Medford Oktoberfest and Music Festival on September 15th at Freedom Park in Medford. It's a day of bands, beer, and good vibes. We'll do a full week feature on that event next week on Jersey Rock. That does it for this week's edition of the Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Monday for a new podcast, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter and Club Rat at WRAT.com to have it delivered straight to your email. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on Jersey Rock, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.